Time to have a chat to Billy Healy, who'll be looking forward to seeing alligator blood. But with Billy being based up in Queensland, the news of Chris Caserta would no doubt have hit everyone very, very heavily as well. As we say good morning to Bill. Bill, did you know Chris very well?
Yeah, hey, Michael. Yeah, no, I did know him a little bit. I've had a little bit to do with him. He's had a few rides for me. He's a good young fella, and it's tragic news. So, obviously, condolences to his family, and in a very tough time, no doubt. But, very sad news this morning.
Yeah, I know a number of jockeys and participants up there in Queensland who have known him. In the short time that he's been up there, have been riding posts on social media just about what a lovely young man he was as well. So it's going to be a tough time for everyone involved. And once again, our thoughts with everyone there as well. How is the Gator? How is he heading into Saturday?
Yeah, no, look, he's good. He's good. The Gator's good, but I just don't think he wants it too swampy.
What do you think the track will be?
Oh, at the moment up here, it's a licorice all sorts, really. I thought it was fine enough a bit yesterday afternoon. Then it rolled back in. It's dark and raining again here this morning. I feel like we're back in Melbourne. But anyway, it is what it is. And we'll try and make a sort of decision Friday afternoon. I'll have a talk to the ownership group and go from there. But he's fitting well, and hopefully he takes his place that day.
Have you got other options? Because he's been ready for a little while now. So do you wait for another day with the weather so fickle at the moment up there, or do you just bite the bullet?
Look, good question. We do have a few options, and I guess when I mapped out this for him before we give him a little bit of a let up, I mapped out this program to have a couple of little options in case something like this happened. Look, it's not ideal that it happened at the start of it. I'd rather have the option about midway through. But he's a possibility he could trial next Tuesday and then head a fortnight from Saturday to the Loch A first up 1400. He gets 661 again. And that's definitely an option, and he can just progress from there to the buffering to the millions. But look, I would much rather be running Saturday, that's for sure, in a 1200. But we'll just deal with that as we get to that Friday afternoon. But fingers crossed for the club and everyone up here that it can dry out and can see a good day's racing, because there's definitely some nice horses there to go around.
How much improvement has he made from that first up run?
Yeah, a lot different horse now. Obviously, he had that run at the Gold Coast, and he just looks a completely different horse. I was probably trying to error a little bit too. Going into the gold market, I was probably just a bit soft on him, really. When I look back now, you've got a horse like him that's coming back from a few injuries, and you're just trying to nurse him a little bit. But it's a really, really tough horse, this horse. And this time around, I've probably been that bit harder on him, and it's definitely showing now. He's obviously got that residual fitness, though, I guess, as well, from the back of that last prep and the short little freshen up. He carried that residual into this, and now he's a bit more screwed down, but you've only got to look at his trial the other day. You know, I think after the gold market, we give him that extra trial to try and harden him up a bit more. And he runs 59 odd for 1,000, and then on a good four, and then he trialed over the same circuit last Tuesday on a soft seven, I think it was, every bit of that, and he runs 57 something. So, completely different horse. He's obviously a high quality horse. But he's just sort of got to get back to that form and show that he still wants to be there.
Have you enjoyed having a horse like Bill, like Alligator Blood in the stable? I suppose there's a bit of pressure that comes with it as well.
Yeah, 100%. There's a fair bit of pressure obviously comes with it, Michael, but at the end of the day, we're just training like any other horse at the stable. They're all here and we're trying to get a result with every horse, obviously some bigger than others, but yeah, look, I guess it's probably the media that comes with the horse. There's plenty of bad media, I guess. You get plenty of hate mail and things like that, which you do with anything in this industry, unfortunately. But I just try and probably not read too much of it and just stick to what I'm paid to do, and that's training. So I think if you read into that stuff too much, you sort of start second-guessing yourself and that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, I'm just doing the best I can and what I think is the best for the horse. And if that can get the result, it does.
And fitness-wise, like physically, after having that surgery, you've seen no issues with any of those former ailments?
No, not at all. I honestly, you couldn't fault the horse. For a horse that's had a bit of racing at the top end like he did consistently, probably sort of every season back there as a three-year-old, he's very, very sound, extremely sound. I've got maidens that aren't as sound as this horse. And it's a credit to himself. You know, he's very, people say, you know, oh, he's a tough horse and he's that, but he's definitely the toughest horse I've ever had anything to do with in my life. Like, so far, he's just, nothing worries him. He's very, very intelligent horse. You know, some things that make a horse spook or that, he just looks at them. He's just got that bit of a different nature about him, and that probably is what makes him that bit better. But look, his fitness is quite good. He'll only improve off his first up run, obviously, with just the one trial. But that's the whole point. You know, we're a long way off the grand final just yet, and we're not peaking for Saturday, that's for sure. We're peaking for January.
Well, fingers crossed, weather permitting, we get to see the Gator back, because he was a colt horse. He did so much, and it'd be good to see Alligator Blood back to his best on Saturday. And well done to you too, because one of your former horses has been absolutely dominating over in Hong Kong, now known as Lucky Patch. And it was a Queensland Quinella. Was it last Sunday or the Sunday before, with both him and Nabu Attack, now known as Paleontologist and Command and Conquer, fought out the finish, and they'll be heading to maybe International Day as well. What's that make you feel like when you're sitting back at home watching the Hong Kong deeds of your former galloper?
Oh, look, it probably makes you a little bit sick if you think you could have him up rear. But look, no, 100% full credit to my client, Barb and Greg Ingham. Barb Ingham picked that horse as a yearling, and she had full confidence in him from day one. Look, he was another horse that was funny, you know, it just shows you, and it definitely did show me, horses don't show all their ability from day one, you know. He didn't show that much ability as a baby or anything like that, and you probably wouldn't have given much time for him, but luckily the ownership group he had, they gave him the time and he matured, and then when he came back as that little bit later three-year-old and we stepped him out, he was dominant, and he's continued to be like that over there, and no, it's very proud, obviously, for all my team here. You know, everyone did a good job, did their part in educating him and sending him over there. Look, at the same time, I would love to have him here in Australia, but hopefully, now he's over there, hopefully he'll be in the... He is heading to the international sprint, so it'd be very surreal if he could win the big one.
Absolutely. Well, it's kudos to you, Billy, with what you're able to do with him, and fingers crossed we get to see something similar with Alligator Blood on Saturday.
Cheers. Thanks, mate.